Brody McIntyre joins us. Brody, how you doing?
I'm doing great. You?
Excellent. So is this the February 4th and 5th weekend?
It is Saturday, February 4th, 10 a.m. to 5 p.m.
And how can people, what's the easiest place for teams to sign up? And what are the qualifications required for teams?
CPCSt.Albert.ca. There'll be a link on there directly to our pond hockey site there. Qualifications are you got to have a pair of skates, a helmet, and a stick, and some buddies, and be able to have a good time with us.
How many players per team?
Three and three, so I guess the minimum would be three, but most teams have five or six guys. We get five-game minimum, plus there's a playoff in the afternoon, and there's groupings through A through E, so everybody gets lots of games, lots of fun, 10-minute games, really good day.
Now, you guys have done this for 7 years. What have you added? What have you learned from previous years to make it a little bit better?
Well, the first year we started with a 10-by-10 tent and eight teams. We've grown all the way. Now we've got a 60-by-40 on-ice heated tent provided by Central Social Hall, and they're going to be having a full bar in there. Outside of that, we've got a gated-off area, fenced-off area, sorry, that's we've got Dairy Queen. Morinville is going to be providing food out there. We've got fire pits. So we're calling it an ice patio, so every players can come and go as they wish. There'll be beer flowing. There's some shots. And grab a burger and a beer and have a good time. It's open to the public as well.
So it's CPCSt.Albert.ca is where people can check it out. I'm currently, I just pulled it up. I'm on the website right now. So how many games go on at one time?
We've got eight ice surfaces, four being used at any time. The other four would be being scraped, and then we'd switch over to the other four. So four games going at all times.
Oof, I love it. And that's at Lacombe Park in St. Albert. Is there a limit on how many teams you can have registered?
Yeah, we've got a maximum of 40 teams. Right now, I think we've got eight or nine teams remaining, so there's still time to jump on board. It's a great day, tons of fun. We got TVs going on inside, so lots of sports. It'll be a great day.
And are there different like levels of play? Like, do you have kids' teams? Do you then have adults? Do you have an elite division?
No, we have only adults.
Okay.
We have anybody ranging from beginners all the way up to we've had guys that were, we had last year we had a guy that played in the Swedish Elite League. So we try to spread it out accordingly so that everybody gets has a good time and doesn't get smoked out there.
Well, was that Struds pulling out his Swedish Elite League card last year?
No, it was not, actually.
Oh, okay. Okay. Now, is there a trophy?
There is. Sadly, there's trophies for everybody. So even, even the teams that finish second in the E division in the playoffs get a little tiny trophy.
Oh, geez. Real participation medal there, eh, Brody? Might have to change that strategy. Have at least one, like, victory trophy for somebody.
Yeah, we actually had, we went and got the medals made up for this year, and the team that came second was called runner-up, and we're trying to get that across to the people making the trophies, and they couldn't quite figure it out.
So you actually wanted every trophy to so there would be a championship trophy. So it,
absolutely.
Yeah, okay. Now, does the team that win get an automatic do they get an automatic chance to defend their title?
No, they've been back every year, though. It's there's a few teams that are, out of 7 years, I think we've only had two or three different winners, and they come back every year.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah, lots of fun.
Now, is there a deadline on when teams can register? Because we know the tournament gets going, or the games are on the 4th and the 5th of February. Do you need to set up the schedule? Is there a cutoff, like February 1st?
We'll cut it off as soon as you reach the 40 teams, Jason. Right now, as I said, we're just shy. I think we've got eight or nine left. So as soon as those are filled, they're filled. We sell out every year. So the sooner the better people get in there. It'll be good.
I love it.
Yeah.
Awesome. So February 4th and 5th, the Canadian Progress Club. Now, where's the money that you raise? What is it? It goes towards the Canadian Progress Club. Who do you guys help out?
It's just February 4th, Jason. We're a national service club. Part of the charities that we do are we do lots with Uncles and Aunts at Large. We do Camp Wara. We try to focus on children's charities in and around town. So it's really good cause. And I think over the 7 years we did the math, it's just over $125,000 we've raised so far.
Well, that's fantastic. Awesome.
We got a couple of Oilers jerseys. We got a signed Oilers jersey this year and a signed Lucic's jersey coming up from the Sports Corp. Jerry Johansson donated that as well. So it'll be a great day. As I said, open to the public as well, so bring your family down. There's a park and ride from St. Albert Center bus terminals there.
Okay.
If you need to get there, you got to take the bus, the park and ride.
And what time is the first game at?
9:30 opening ceremonies. Mayor Krause will be dropping the puck. Old radio lady Shannon Tyler will be singing the national anthem. Puck drops 10 a.m.
Well, you make sure Mayor Nolan Krause wears a hockey helmet when he gets out there. We don't need him slipping, okay?
Or his kid. He can't skate either.
Oh, yeah. No, Curtis definitely. Yeah, he would need a full face shield for sure. For sure. Appreciate your time, and best of luck. Sounds like a great event.
Thanks, Jason. I really appreciate it.